Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos, Masechta Krisis, Prakim Dalet, Perek Dalet, Mishnayos Gimel, and Dalet. So yesterday we had a machlokas as to whether Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua disagree in regard to a situation where somebody does a malacha or me'ina malacha on Shabbos or on, and he doesn't know which one he did. It could be he did the malacha on Shabbos, could be he did the malacha on Yom Kippurim, etc. And we want to know, is he chayav chatos or not? So Rav Shimon Shazuri, Rav Shimon Omrim, Rav Shimon Shazuri and Rav Shimon point out, onechleku al davashu mishum sheim echad shu chayav. They don't argue when you do two halves of a malacha at a time where you're not able to do it, that you're a chayav. Alma nechleku, so where do they disagree? Al davashu mishum shnei shemos. They argue, right, where you don't know if you did a particular malacha, you don't know if you did kotzer or tochein, and you don't know, or you don't know if you did chitim and saorim, or you meant to do this malacha and you did that malacha. So Rabbi Elazar mechayev chatas in such a situation. Rabbi Elazar says you are chayev. Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Yeshua says you would be exempt. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda comes along and he says, afilu niskamin lalakei teinim vilikei danavim. Even if you meant to harvest figs and you harvested grapes, anavim vilikate teinim, or vice versa, or shchoros vilikate levanos, or levanos vilikate shchoros, you either meant to harvest white ones and you harvested black figs, or you meant to harvest black figs and you harvested white figs. Rabbi Elazar mechayev chatos. Rabbi Elazar says, look, you did the action, and so you're chayev chatos. Rabbi Yeshua poter, you didn't do the act that you intended to do, says Rabbi Yeshua, and therefore you would be exempt. Some Rabbi Yehuda says, Tamani miftar bar Rabbi Yeshua. I can't understand. Would Rabbi Yeshua specifically, in the case where the person intended to harvest figs and he harvested grapes instead, so he says, I can't believe that that Rabbi Yeshua would allow that to go. Imkei lama nemar shachata ba prat lemesasek. Right? I can't understand. Why would the pasuk then say, asher chataba, that specifically where a person intended to do the malacha itself, which comes to tell us that he, if he didn't intend to do it, if he's just misasik, right, then he would be exempt. It's only where he was misasik, right? I can't believe he would let everybody else who intended to do a malacha go. I wouldn't need a special heter, a misasik, where he didn't intend to do any malacha whatsoever. This would be the bigger chiddush. And so therefore I think Rabbi Yeshua would agree that there would be a chatos in each of these instances, and that's the way we pass on the halacha. So turning ahead to the fifth parak, the Mishnah continues and says, "Dam shchita bebehema b'chay b'ofos bein tameim bein torim." Right, when we have the blood that comes out at the of a behema chay or a bird, whether a tamei or a kosher or non kosher bird, or whether you have dam nechira, which is if you went ahead and you you poked the animal in the neck, right, and blood came out, or dam ikor, when you ripped out the simanim, or the blood from hakaza, if you bloodline an animal, shanefesh yotziba, which leads to the animal's death, that's the final blood that spurts out, sachayim alav, that would be considered dam, and if you eat it, you'd be chay for eating dam. Dam atchol, but the blood of a spleen, dam halev, the blood of the heart, or dam beitzim, or blood of eggs, or dam dagim, the blood of fish, or dam chagavim of kosher grasshoppers, or dam atamtsis, if you are sucking out blood afterwards, right? Ena chayev and aleim, those are not really called blood. The blood goes separate. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev b'dam atamtsis. Rabbi Yehuda says you would be chayev for dam atamtsis because it is, after all, part of the human experience. Okay, we'll stop here, and Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Have a great day.